The $2.3 million in assistance is the second national emergency grant for auto workers that the Janesville area has received. $3.8 million was previously awarded in two distributions in 2008 and 2009. Bob Bormans is the executive director of the Southwest Wisconsin Workforce Development Board. He says the funding was anticipated and is necessary to help further educate and retrain displaced workers affected by the closing of GM.
This will pay for tuition, book, supplies, uniform. It will cover all education-related expenses. We cap those out at $8,000 total for an individual, but in many cases, that should be more than adequate for a two-year associate degree program.
Bormans says the money for retraining isn't solely for former GM workers. It can be used by those who've lost their jobs with GM suppliers. And he says it will ultimately help the broader unemployed population because it will help free up some dollars.
When we had 4,500 or so auto impacted workers in the county, there was that same number, 4,500 or so, that were in other segments of the population that were laid off. This is really going to allow to a lot of a wide variety of people, so it's really good news for the area.
Bormans says the funding will help but not solve their problems. He says that more dollars are still needed for resources for the unemployed, and he has concerns that funding could run out by next year. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.